Roger Taylor with the Democrats in downtown Kalamazoo. Roger.
Hi, we're at 411, and we're talking with County Commissioner David Busker. David, you mentioned a few minutes ago that there were some interesting situations in this fall's election.
Yeah, I believe there are, especially right here in Kalamazoo County for the county board seats. There's a myriad of races. There's 9 contested races that could flip the board from the Democratic control to the Republican control and back again 2 or 3 different ways. So, and there's some real close races to watch here.
Are you ready to make any predictions at this point?
Not yet. Well, I'll make 2 predictions. That Jeff Balkman won't win, and that Mike Shields will.
Okay. Have you noticed any momentum issues on the Democratic side this year? The press has been talking about it, yet so far the early results aren't showing a momentum gap.
No, and I don't think there's a big gap you're talking about. I've been at our level, at my level, the county board level, we've been able to cross those party lines to intrigue our neighbors to vote, split tickets to vote, to give Republicans to vote for me. But yet, at the state house level and the Senate level, it's always been pretty straight party. But I've seen a lot of activity of get the GOTV, get out the vote, and I think they're doing that in the city. It's energized. The voters are energized. The Democrats don't want to give up. They don't think that this is the beginning of the end for them at all. And I don't either. I think it's the beginning of another 2-year process that we all are used to after 16 years. The voters need to stay energized, irregardless of who's the governor or who's in the state house, because that's what it's about. It's about voting and your right to vote and your ability to choose who you want to represent you.
Do you see there being more bipartisanship following this election? Or do you see gridlock? Let's start at the federal level and work our way down to the county board.
I think at the federal level, depending on how the election goes, if the Republicans do take the House over and make gains in the Senate, I think you're going to see them flex their muscle a little bit. The Democrats did it here over the last couple of years. I don't know, as you call it, gridlock, but I think they're going to carry their agenda about lowering the cost of government, about curbing taxes, forward, regardless of what the Democrats want. So I think at the federal level, it's going to be a little more of the same. At the state level, I think you're going to see a change. I think they heard loud and clear, those that are in office and those running, we're tired of this. We need our budgets, we need a pass, we need you to stop bickering in Lansing. At the county level, we've always been bipartisan. Regardless of who's in power, we always share leadership roles at the county level. If the Democrats are in power, they get the chairmanship and the Republicans get the vice chair and vice versa. And we're going to keep it that way because that's what it's about, consensus building within the community and getting to where we do what's the people's bidding for them, what's best for them. We're put there by them to do what's best for them. So,
what about the arena? That was one of the issues that was sort of subtext to this election. What do you see happening with that following this election?
I believe that this will be brought back to the county board, and I really think you're going to see the county board taken out of the picture to the extent of responsibility financially. It'll just be our duty. If they want this to go forward on a restaurant and liquor tax, like Hobo Hall, like all the big ones do, Van Andel Arena, then it's got to go in front of the voters. It has to go in front of the voters. So to say, oh, we don't even want to put it in front of the voters, is taking that your vote away. You know, and I'm saying whether I support it or not, we have to let the, if it's going to proceed under a Public Act 180, we have to let the voters make the decision. I think I know what the outcome would be today if it were on the ballot. And I think that's why the proponents have thought ahead and are starting to plan a bigger picture versus just an arena downtown to move a hockey team to. It's about a West development more than anything.
Okay, we'll check back with you when some of the results start coming in. Thanks for taking a minute aside for us.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it very much.
All right, that's Roger Taylor live in downtown Kalamazoo with Kalamazoo County Board Chair David Busker.